Chiefs. I got to get that in there. Bills Mafia. Let's go Bills. Beat the Chiefs. That was awesome.
But, all right. And we'll leave that with you guys. Thanks again for tuning in to Plugged in My Ears.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking?
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
This is Sheila Rosalie at 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Aboriginal Voices. Hi, this is Sheila Rosalie, and you're listening to a special edition of Aboriginal Voices. Welcome on this wonderful 2013 Christmas Eve. I've got some great music for you. Most importantly, I have lots of guests here this evening, just for you, fans of Aboriginal Voices. And for all you young ones and young at heart, I'm going to start out with the beautiful Susan Aglukark singing Song of the Land. Because I know on this special day, lots of you are thinking of the North Pole. And the land that Susan is singing about is right up close to the North Pole.
Shines, and across the tundra, slow rivers wind. Love lives forever, and dreams never die. Somewhere there's a land for you and I. Somewhere there's a land where the snow softly falls. Song of the land in my heart.
That was the beautiful Susan Gluckark from her CD Arctic Rose singing Song of the Land.
Ho, 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 ho. Season's greetings, everyone. And from Ambassador Al at Kingston & Kingston on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy the program.
Now, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without thinking of all the people that we love in this world, past and present. And so always at Christmas, I think of my parents. And here is a poem that my father used to recite for us, and it was one of my most favorites. It's called The Dark-Eyed Mehetable. I think of it especially at this time of year because it speaks of the moonlit nights of wintertime.
The Dark-Eyed Mehetable. Away down east where mountain rills is through the hollers blown, where cattle graze upon the hills when summer winds is blown, where on the winter moonlight nights the world puts on such splendor, and young folks go to singing school and get so kind or tender, where village gossips idly tell their kinder harmless slander, there lived dark-eyed Mehetable, an honest young philander. Mehetable was just as sweet and bright as summer weather. She had the cutest little feet that ever trod in leather. And then those splendid eyes of hern, why, cider want no clear, they made Philander's features burn whenever she sought near. Philander, he was tall and slim, a kinder slender feller. He had a sorter goslin chin, his hair was long and yeller. Dressed in his Sunday go meeting clothes and a standing collar sporting, he went down cross lots Sunday night to Deacon Spencer's courting. And there he sat afore the fire, a-thinking and a-looking. He praised the deacon's cows and sheep. He praised her mother's cooking. He talked all round the tender pint, but somehow couldn't do it. His words got sorter out a giant afore he could get through it. 'Twas 12 o'clock one Sunday night, and a blazing fire was roaring. The old folks, they had gone to bed. The deacon, he was snoring. Around the time-worn room, the light fell soft and rosy. The old pine settee was drawn up before the fireplace cozy. Mehetable sat on one end, Philander he sat by her, and with the old tongs in his hand kept poking at the fire. He tried to tell her how he felt, it set him in a flutter. The sweat had just rolled down his face like drops of melted butter. So there they sat and talked about the moonshine and the weather, and kept a kinder hitching up until they hitched together. Philander, he got kind of red, but kept a-getting bolder. He slid his arm around her head and laid it on her shoulder. And when she hoisted up them eyes and looked right into his'n, it seemed as though Philander's heart into his mouth had risen. He sought and trembled for a while. She looked so mighty clever. Some spirit whispered in his ear, "Just do it now or never." Says he, "Me dear Mehetable, my house and home is waiting, and ain't it getting to be time that you and I were mating?" "Well then," says she, just loud enough that he could understand her, "if you could be content with me, I think it is, Philander." The deacon woke up from his dreams. Says he, "There's something brewing." He sneaked out through the bedroom door to see what they were doing. And when he saw them sitting there like little lambs in clover, he almost snickered right out loud. It tickled him all over. He nudged his wife and told her to, and my, how it did please her. And then they talked themselves to sleep and snored away like Caesar. Philander sat there all night long. He didn't think of going, till when the day began to break, he heard the rooster crowing. And when he started over home, alone, across the holler, he kept a-talking to himself and fumbling at his collar. Says he, "There never was a chap who'd done the business slicker." And then he hit himself a slap, and my, how he did snicker. So now dark-eyed Mehetable is married to Philander, and village gossips idly tell that ne'er was wedding grander. Those peaceful winter moonlight nights have not yet lost their splendor. When young folks go to singing school and get so kind or tender, away down east where mountain rills is through the hollers flown, where cattle graze upon the hills when summer winds is blowing.
That was my dad, Jim Birch, reciting The Dark-Eyed Mehetable. I hope you're enjoying our Christmas program, and I feel very privileged that Doug and Sean have asked me to help out here on Aboriginal Voices, and I've really enjoyed this so much. So I hope you enjoy my selections of music and commentary, and to you I say greetings of this very special season. I would like to introduce for you now one of our longtime broadcasters here at CFRC Radio, who does a Saturday morning show called Just a Memory, here's Tom Bruce.
That was a lovely poem by Sheila's father, the late Jim Birch. Singing School was also the title of a chapter in Laura Ingalls Wilder's book, These Happy Golden Years. This is from that chapter. Singing school was to be in the church, and as they came into town, Almanzo said that they would better leave a little early, before the others came out, because a crowd around Barnum would excite him. Laura replied, "When you think it is time, just leave, and I will come." Almanzo tied Barnum to one of the hitching posts, and they went into the lighted church. He had paid tuition for two and bought a singing book. The class was already there, and Mr. Cluett was seating them. He placed the bass singers in a group, the tenors in another, and sopranos and altos in groups. Then he taught them the names and values of the notes, the holds, the slurs, and the rests, and the bass, tenor, and treble clefs. After this, he allowed a short recess. And basses, altos, tenors, and sopranos all mixed together, talking and laughing, until Mr. Cluett called them to order again. They practiced singing scales. Mr. Cluett gave the pitch with his tuning fork again and again. When almost all of them managed to sound very nearly the same note, they were off, up and down the scale, singing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Exhausted from climbing so high, the voices all gladly came down again. Do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Up and down and up and down they sang, sometimes striking the notes and sometimes not, but always with a good will. Laura had taken a place at the end of a seat, and she watched for a sign from Almanzo. When quietly he went to the door, she slipped away and followed. Later, on the way back home to Laura's house, Almanzo spoke quietly. "I don't know when I ever saw the stars so bright." Then Laura began to sing softly.
In the starlight, let us wander gay and free. For there's nothing in the daylight half as dear to you and me. Like the fairies in the shadow of the woods, we'll steal along, and our sweetness lays will warble, for the night was made for song. Where none are by to listen or to chide us in our glee. In the starlight, let us wander gay and free.
And now from Vince Gill's Christmas album, Let There Be Peace on Earth, let's hear the song about that special star, One Bright Star.
Tinder May it shine its light on you this Christmas night.
From the sweet and sentimental voice of Vince Gill, that was One Bright Star. And now, some very important messages.
Way, yo, yo, hi, yo, hey.
Kajita Mikam Aboriginal Training and Services provides a cooperative working relationship with all Aboriginal First Nations organizations and associations within the service catchment area of Eastern Ontario. Kajita Mikam, which means path to wisdom, attempts to increase the skill level of Aboriginal people to find permanent employment. The organization provides employment and training services to all Inuit in Ontario. Eligible Aboriginal people can reside either on or off the territory through the model of inclusiveness to all. Staff are prepared with the ongoing training they require to offer top-notch assistance to those Aboriginal people who require employment and training services. Employment counselors are on each of the First Nations we serve. Counselors are able to assist with employment counseling, resume writing, and self-marketing techniques. To learn more, visit kajitamikam.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by CFRC's Aboriginal Awareness 2012.
Hey you. Way, yo, yo, hi, yo.
Hi, I'm Tom Bruce, host of Just a Memory, a program of musical surprises heard every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And next up here on Aboriginal Voices, we have Daniel O'Donnell from his 2003 Christmas CD, Christmas with Daniel, Christmas Story.
The sound of silence echoed through the valley there below, and in the moonlight shadows walked two people in the snow, looking for a place to stay as night drew into morn. But little did salvation know a Savior would be born. And glory, hallelujah, sang the angels in the sky. They sang a prayer to heaven, so that man would realize that God the Father sent His Son among us to forgive, to make this place we call our home a better place to live. The angels sang in heaven as a newborn baby cried. The shepherds and the three wise men could not believe their eyes as the shining star then guided them to the stable where He lay. A Savior, just a baby born upon a Christmas day. And glory, hallelujah, sang the angels in the sky. They sang a prayer to heaven so that man would realize that God the Father sent His Son among us to forgive, to make this place we call our home a better place to live, to make this place we call our home a better
That was a great song by Daniel O'Donnell from his 2003 CD, Christmas with Daniel. You heard Christmas Story. Sean, Douglas, are you there?
So are you actually here, Douglas? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we're pretending we're here.
Okay, so we're pretending that we are here.
Here in the station.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Sheila, it's I'm smelling the turkey, listening to watching the It's a Wonderful Life on TV, and also listening to the radio. I'd like to hear Mary Had a Baby. Can you do that for me?
The train has gone.
Name Him King Jesus.
My Lord. the singing?
My Lord.
Who heard the singing?
My Lord.
Who heard the singing?
My Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone.
Shepherds heard the singing.
My Lord.
Shepherds heard the singing.
My Lord.
Shepherds heard the singing.
My Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone.
Hello, Sheila. Happy to be part of your Christmas celebrations here. And I want to wish everybody who's listening to CFRC a very Merry Christmas. And Sheila, I was just going to say, before I do share my song that you're going to play for everybody, I just want to remind you that right now I'm knee-deep in big roasted turkey, getting it carved, ready to go. I'm going to be making turkey soup afterwards. And also, I have my cranberry relish that everybody loves and my special Christmas dressing that we have right here at our home. So, Sheila, thinking about you, thanks very much for doing all this. Merry Christmas to all our Aboriginal voices out there in CFRC listening zone. And a song that you've got set for me, Early on One Christmas Morn.
Christmas.
That's happy music, isn't it? From Bruce Cockburn from his 1993 CD entitled Christmas. Going backwards, you heard Early On One Christmas Morn, and before that, Mary Had a Baby. For more than 5 decades, Neil Diamond has been performing, so I know there's got to be lots of fans of Neil Diamond out there. For you, I'm going to play from his 1994 CD, the Christmas album too, Mary's Little Boy Child.
A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new king's born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child, not a single room in sight. By and by they found a nook in a stable all forlorn. Cold and dark, Mary's little boy child was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new king's born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Shepherds watched their flocks by night. They saw a bright new star and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen to what they say.
What a great voice Neil Diamond has. He just sang Mary's Little Boy Child. And speaking of children, Christmas is all about children. We're going to hear Susan Aglukark performing This Child. That was the beautiful voice of Susan Aglukark from her 1995 EMI music CD called This Child. And now I've got some very enjoyable Inuit traditional music from the land of the north. You're going to hear the following. From the 2005 EMI CD production of traditional and contemporary Aboriginal music, produced by Brian Wright McLeod, entitled The Soundtrack of a People, you're going to hear Inuit throat chanters of Povung Nituk, and they are Alasai Ellen Swack, Nellie Nungak, and Rita Novalinga, Inuit throat chanters. You've been listening to the Inuit throat chanters of Povung Nituk, and they are Alasai Ellen Suak, Nellie Nungak, and Rita Novalinga. And now you're going to enjoy an Inuit harp solo, and it's a jaw harp that they're playing. From that same CD, The Soundtrack of a People, here is Inuit harp solo with Chuna McIntyre, Marie Mead, and Minnie Palliser. That was a traditional Inuit jaw harp solo, and it was performed by Chuna McIntyre, Marie Mead, and Minnie Palliser. Up next from that same CD, The Soundtrack of a People, you're going to hear a traditional JJ song, and it's called Wildlife, performed by Martha Talaruk, Winnie Owingayak, Gene Similac and James Akpega. And that was an original Inui JJ song, performed by Martha Telleruk, Winnie Owingayak, Gene Similac, and James Akpega. Once again from that wonderful CD compilation of traditional and contemporary Aboriginal music, The Soundtrack of a People, produced by Brian Wright McLeod. You're going to hear a traditional Inui poem called The Man in the Moon, performed by Chuna McIntyre and Marie Mead.
Night time has come to me. Darkness has come to me. Night time has come to me. Darkness has come to me. But the moon came to me and made me happy. My people who look at me, my ancestors back there who look back at me, they are all up in the moon and they swing back and forth and they are happy. Ono ranga tanya reta na ono ranga tanya reta na ono ranga iralu muta na na reta na ayai ya. This is the man in the moon. Ono ranga.
Oh, no,
tanga khono ranga ihalmu tanga nane re tanga haya ai ya wa
unuwara
unu
tanga
tanga re tanga khono ranga tanga re tanga khono ihalmu
tanga
nane re tanga Aya ai ya a
bit katonga igla manda yugiyama
yugiyama tanghanga kula ganshi kinyara kinga iralmi pikani alu yarlinga nane retanga aya ai ya
How did you like that? The Man in the Moon, a traditional Inuit poem and song performed by Trina McIntyre and Marie Mead. They are from the Bering Sea, Alaska. The translated poem reflects on ancestral relationships, which are described with rhythm and motion. Unlike the Nunavut drums, which are hit on the side of the frame, the Alaskan drum is struck directly on the stretched membrane with a drumstick. And of all the traditional Inuit music that we've just heard, that is the one that I really wish I could see the visuals. I just wish I could have been there when they performed that. You could hear the rhythmic, swinging motion and envision the beautiful silver moon up in the sky, swinging, as it were, on the pendulum of the still dark Arctic night. Reading from the CD, The Soundtrack of a People. Many traditional people of the First Nations believe that songs came from dreams, spirits, visions, and the land itself, and in turn are handed down orally to future generations. Some personal songs, however, live and leave with the individual. And I'm going to play for you now a hunting song performed by Sebastian McKenzie. This is a personal song of Sebastian McKenzie from the Inuit community of Meliotinum, Quebec. The performer is a relative of Claude McKenzie. And as some of you know, Claude McKenzie is from the duo Cashton. So here is Sebastian McKenzie singing a hunting song.
Awena mani bati mai atish pewate kwa atish pewate pe ya kosho yo yo chakaushi chakaushi awani tanisha wa ya ya kachini kwa na ya shtimotawa kachini kwa
That was a hunting song performed by Sebastian McKenzie. This is Sheila Rosalie, and you're listening to Aboriginal Voices at 101.9 FM CFRC, Canada's oldest continuously running radio station on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And I have some great news to tell you. It's a news release that I received on August the 19th, 2013, from Robert P. Wells, the author of Wawate, and that's spelled W-A-W-A-H-T-E. Self-published Kingston author's book goes national. And here are the words of Robert P. Wells. My dear friend, Moochum Joe, said that I had a spirit that was different from most white kids that he knew. And he asked me to draw the words on paper that told about how bad Indian people were being treated and to draw them true. 65 years later, the book Wawate was completed. Robert P. Wells, author. Wawate recounts the life experiences of three Indian residential school survivors, as told to Kingston author Robert P. Wells. They share their very personal stories so that all Canadians may move forward in peace and understanding. The history that Chief Dr. Robert Joseph once called Canada's Secret is now available at select Chapters and Indigo bookstores across the country. And now, from Esther's story, from the book Wawate, which was written by Robert P. Wells, and the audio was produced by John Sanfilippo of Titan Sound, Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Wawate, peace in the heavens. I later learned that the legend Papa told me, walking home from Christmas Eve church service, about the Northern Lights.